ladies and gentlemen, episode 67.
We're getting there.
We are fucking getting there. We are inches from this season's finale. You guys already know, Henny is on the fucking way.
I actually forgot about that. But, I'm in.
You know what else is on the way? A fucking guest. Unfortunately, not this week, but confirmed next week. Stay tuned till the end of this fucking episode to find out who will be joining us on the next episode of Too Deep Podcast.
I don't know who the guest is, so I'm going to find out with you guys.
You know who the guest is? I texted you. Hey. Hey. Fuck it. We are back.
Better check my text messages. Now I'm saying.
Electric episode on the fucking way. But before that, you guys know what we got to fuck. Yeah. I told you.
Yeah.
Before that, you guys know what we gotta fucking do. Brews. These look light. Little Landshark premium lager.
Nice little summer brew here. Looking like a summer brew. We'll see what happens.
I mean, we're getting to summer, so it's about that damn time. Dude, yesterday was, or this past week, it was like 80-something degrees in the middle of the day.
You see what Saturday is going to be?
No.
90s. And Saturday and Sunday are going to be in the 90s, bro. Bipolar-ass weather.
I might have to go in this weekend. Did she eat all her... Bro, she's such a fucking whore for wet dog food.
Fat fuck.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Dude, I needed this brew, bro. Been a long fucking week. Reminds me of Corona. Am I wrong in saying that?
No. Although I did text some...
We also used a bottle can opener for twist-offs. I just realized that.
Well, you know.
Too late for the culture. It's all right. Not bad. Not anything great.
Just I like this light shit, though.
It is light, yeah.
Especially when I got training like I do today.
As usual.
Nice light shit.
Thursday vibes.
Hi, Sean.
All right, you ready?
No, I have, let me try that. Let me get one more sip. I know where I'm floating. Yeah, I got mine. I'm good.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. 6'8".
Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah, 6'8".
Not bad. A little close. Close action. Nice. We're getting back to it. Let's scroll down. Bro, this list has gotten so fucking long.
Bro, how many pages is the document now? We have a document in which we record everything.
Dude, the one thing I don't... Bro, I don't like Google Sheets, but... Oh, 21. 21
pages. We're almost a year and a half in.
Almost a year and a half in. Correct.
Well, July 1st will be a year and a half.
Yeah?
Because that's the start of the seventh month.
Where's the fucking... There we go.
Start of the seventh month.
I mean, listen. We've been doing this for a long time. We're just going to keep grinding. That's it.
Yeah. No signs of stopping soon.
Mm-mm. But, there was a sign of something this week, and that's of Summit being an absolute fucking whore. If you guys know my dog, everyone on the outside, you see her, oh my god, sweetest dog in the fucking world. This dog's a menace. Two times in one day, she took a fucking fat ass shit in the house.
How big was it?
I wasn't here. Juan had to clean it up. So... But apparently it was the biggest shit he's ever seen.
From a dog?
From her. You know what I'm saying? Because she has small shit. She's 8 yeah. pounds. You know what I'm saying? But it was my fault.
Why? Because you didn't take her out?
So, not even just that. That was part of it. So, when she was recovering from her surgery, right? I gave her wet dog, like just straight wet dog food. Because, A, she got her surgery her tumors.
Yeah.
But she also at the same time got a lot of teeth removed, because if you guys know Summit and seen her, her teeth were horrible.
So they did decaying. Remove them.
So they removed 10 teeth, cleaned the rest of them, all that good stuff. So her teeth are super good now. Her breath barely stinks anymore, which is great. But like I said, you know, she has to have wet dog food for the first week about after she was after the surgery. And she loved it, right? And then slowly I weaned her off, And I did like part dry food, part wet food, and then just straight to dry food, which is just her small little kibbles. And bro, when she had the wet dog food, she would chow down in like 20, and you just saw it. You just saw it.
She just dogged it.
Dogs it in like 20 minutes. With dry food, she might eat a little, wait a couple hours. That wasn't 20
minutes. That was like a minute, bro. Dude,
that's what I'm saying. So like, and she's an old dog too. And so it's probably better for her anyway. So I felt bad. So I was like, you know what? Because now she wasn't eating all of her wet or her dry dog food. And I was like, you know what? Like, she's getting old anyway. It's really not that, like, those, I have like these cans, and the cans are like $6. No, you got 6 for $18.
Tough.
Fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and what you do is I still mix a little bit of the wet with a little bit of the dry, but she was like chowing it down the first day I gave it to her. So the second day, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just give her more. Now it says on the can, it's 1 can to 1.5 cans for a 15-pound dog. And also for her dry dog food, it's 1 cup to 1.5 cups for a 15-pound dog. So I had a brain fart, and I gave her 1/2 can of wet dog food and 1/2 cup of dry dog food, which still equates to a dog twice her size. So I gave her that at night. I always feed her at night.
Damn,
so and I woke up late in the morning. I woke up at like 6:20. So I was like, I can't, or else I'll be late to work. And I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I just let her out. I walked her real quick. And as soon as she peed the first time, I turned around, came back. And I forgot to text Juan to ask him to take her out when he got home, because she stays in her crate now because she's a bad dog when she's alone.
Why? Because she shit on the floor?
No, because when we leave her alone outside, she'll get in the trash, she'll get into food, she'll dig holes in the carpet. This is what I'm saying. You guys think she's a great dog, but when she's by herself, she's a fucking menace. Regardless. So apparently Juan gets home, lets her out of her crate, and within 20 minutes, he walks behind the couch and sees just a massive shit on the fucking ground. Just fucking huge. Texts me. He says, put her in her crate, whatever. Apparently she had shit. He was telling me she had shit covered all over her, but it was just on her butt. That was it.
She took a rip.
But then apparently later, he let her out again to walk her. She took a shit outside, comes back in the house.
Took
another shit in the fucking house, dude.
Damn, she probably had a sick stomach, bro.
And she yacked a little bit, too.
So
her tummy was full, bro, and she was probably holding all that. And think about it, it's the biggest shit she's ever had. What does
dog yak look like?
It varies based off of, like, what she ate previously. But, like, it was, like, oddly chunky, and there was some bile, stuff like that.
Damn.
But now, I gave her just dry dog food that night. And then the last two nights, I've been giving her just a little bit of wet and a little bit of dry to equate to an 8-pound dog's food intake.
No. And
she has been fine. She didn't shit in the house today. So she was good.
It's good. You didn't fucking shit, you whore.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't... listen, it's all a joke. She doesn't know what the fuck I'm saying, so it doesn't matter.
No, but she is a whore.
That's why Caruso had to get her spayed. The real reason was because she liked to get around.
I mean, that's what she was doing in Newark. She was on the streets just fucking flinging her little...
Did she have evidence of being a mom? Dussie.
Yes. Her nipples are, like, enlarged. And when she got spayed, she had a false pregnancy. And usually that only happens when a dog previously had puppies before. You know what a false pregnancy is? Like, she was lactating and shit like that. She was nesting, which is, like, they dig on, like beds and stuff and pillows and blankets to try to like make a nest for where they're gonna give birth. She was super moody.
Jeez.
Yeah. She's been through it. And I actually just got a Snapchat memory like a couple days ago. I think it was yesterday actually, of when I took her home to get spayed. So within 1 year, she's gotten spayed, gotten tumors removed, gotten her teeth fixed. She's traveled on planes, long car rides.
I mean, this is probably
this dog life. Is living the life right now, and she's gotten a better life too. Because who knows? Maybe if none of this happened, she would have gotten pyro from not getting spayed, and she would have died of cancer because whatever family she had previously obviously couldn't provide for her and got rid of her and left her in a horrible condition. So she's definitely in a better place now. She's definitely healthy.
Happier than she was.
Definitely happier, bro. And she's back to normal, like plays with toys.
Bro, it's crazy how much of a difference it is from when we found her to like now. Like how much more she's like keen on like hanging out.
Yeah,
like,
calm, relaxed. She doesn't always have to be right next to me. She still follows me around, obviously, but like when Andrea comes over, she'll follow on. Like she loves her. Like she'll forget about me and just go to Andrea. You know what I'm saying? Like
she's a relief.
Yeah, exactly. And she loves Juan's friends. She's still iffy about Juan. Because Juan, Juan's, he doesn't just care for her. You know what I'm saying? Like he doesn't take her on walks and feed her and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't blame her for being iffy about her former employee.
Yeah.
She's I'm not surprised that she's a
But she likes him. She used to hate Juan. She used to hate Juan every single time. This was back in the soccer house before we moved in together. Every single time Juan walked into the house, she would start growling at him. Do you know this?
No.
Dude, like barking at him.
Jeez.
Hated him for some reason, which is weird because he's actually the one who rescued her. It wasn't me. Juan's the one that found her on the street, not me. So I think maybe she just associates that night.
If it wasn't for
with
Juan,
him,
if it
yeah, there
for
would
Juan,
be no summit.
Because I was the advocate. I was the one in the group who was like, "Fuck it, leave her."
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, whore.
But I'm glad I took her in.
Well, yeah, of course.
She may have a sister soon.
A sister?
So we're getting this new warehouse for Shamrock. We just more storage space, right? And I'm like, me and the head of HR are like facilitating this. And they found literally like last week this small dog on the streets. Super sweet dog. Super sweet. And they said, we're just trying to find a home for her. So I don't know if I should take her or not. I don't know how. I think someone would just get too jealous, though.
Yeah.
If you guys think I should get another dog, comment.
Bro's always rescuing dogs. I either want a chow chow.
So a chow chow?
You know what those are? Look it up, dude.
I've heard of it, but I can't.
Bro, it's
really
the dogs that are like a fucking bear.
Oh, like a Pomeranian?
Big fucking. I don't know if that what a Pomeranian is, but. Big fucking dog. Like, look up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
dude,
but like.
That's like $2,000, $3,000, $4,000.
Bro, look at this thing. Hang on.
Find it. Yeah, between $1,000 and $4,000. But that's like a big Pomeranian. Look at this dog. This is like the small.
Yeah,
dog.
Yeah, but that's like. Those things, I don't like.
Those things are fucking yippy.
I don't like those kinds of
dogs. Dude, I didn't think I would like tiny dogs either before
this
I had
is the,
Summit.
This is the now kind of dog. This is the kind of chow chow I want right here.
Mm.
Look at that fucking bastard.
That's a fucking woofer right there.
I either want that or I want a German Shepherd that I'm going to train to be a fucking soldier.
Yeah, but the thing about German Shepherds is that they have a lot of hip issues later in their life and they get really sick. And it's really sad. You know that?
Yeah,
did
but
you
like
know
when
that?
they're, I want a dog from a young age, grow up, fucking general, like a soldier,
a soldier. Yeah, no, the next dog I want, definitely I want to get a puppy and raise it, because I got Summit when she was 9, you know what I'm saying? So she was already pretty trained, and it's kind of hard to break her out of some of the habits she had.
Yeah.
And has, like she listens, but only really for treats and shit. Like she'll choose like out on walks and I'll try to tell her to sit and like she won't until like I like continue to force her to try to sit. But if I pull out like one of her treats,
she'll sit right away.
I'll say it immediately, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Fat fuck.
And she like, and like if I don't, like let's say I do different stuff to get her to get treats. So like let's say I tell her to stay and come and all this stuff. If I don't do that every day, if I wait like 4 days and try to do it, she'll just forget it all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll tell her to sit, then stay. I'll walk away. I'll say coconut, and she'll come running to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I definitely want a puppy, like, the next one I get, but I was thinking something like a fucking golden retriever, bro.
Yeah, that's a good dog to have.
Just
good with the kids.
Great with the kids.
So we gotta start thinking about that. If you're gonna get a puppy, you know, like, think about it. You know, kids are gonna come quicker than we expect.
Dude, I know.
I mean, I know we're fucking still young, but you know, who knows?
Yeah, but it comes quick, bro. Like,
it all comes quick, and like, a dog's lifespan is longer than the time we're probably gonna end up having kids.
Like, I'm coming up on the year mark of working for Shamrock.
Yeah, dude.
And it does not feel like I've been there for a year, man. It doesn't. It really doesn't. Before my intern's coming in next week, though.
I got an intern coming in. As an intern, I have an intern.
You have an intern?
He's technically supervised by my boss, but, like, I...
You're the one facilitating.
I'm the one that I give him everything to do. I got one coming in this Monday and then one next Monday.
Tough.
Yeah.
Wait, you're an intern? You're not part-time?
Well, actually, I'm listed as an intern, but I'm paid, and the way, like, I'm in this, like, system, I'm a part-time employee now. So, like, I'm not just a summer intern.
When you graduate, you'll be full-time?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do you want to work there full-time?
Yeah, but it depends on, like, the positions, because,
are you going to look for other places?
I'm going to look around, yeah. Once I leave the company, if I leave the company, I'll fully disclose where I worked for once. But if I don't leave the company, I will never disclose where I work.
Maybe.
But yeah, the goal is to stay at this company. But we'll see what happens.
You know what I want to see? Fucking live sports game, bro. Haven't been there in a fat ass minute.
Speaking of which, I was at one on Tuesday for the first time in a long time.
Go Mets, baby. Love the Mets. All about the Mets, baby. Go Mets.
I went to the Mets as a Yankees fan. So you could imagine, like, oh, why would you want to go to a game? Well, my friends were going. I was like, fuck it. Let's go. Had a good time. Had some bevs, as you could imagine.
Chirped his ass off.
And, you know, when you have beverages, you make a good time out of it, right? And now, what's the most important thing to go into a sports game? Because for me, it comes down to, there's a few things, but one of the most important things, how does every sporting event start?
The national anthem.
Wrong. For fans.
Oh. Beer?
The tailgate.
Yeah.
The tailgate is one of the most important but beautiful things
I love
that exists.
Holy
that exists.
Shit.
In American sports, right? It drives, I think it drives fans to come to the game. You don't just come for the game, you come for the whole experience of going to the game, right? And what better way to kick off than having some beers, having some
burgers.
Food. Yeah, just like...
fucking potato salad.
You know, if you don't have a grill, then it's only the beers, which is okay too.
Yeah.
You know, and... you just have a blast.
But you got a real tailgate.
The real tailgates, you get like a nice fucking George Foreman grill.
Little tent. Little, yeah. 12 by 12 action.
Yeah, you get like a tent, fucking start grilling up, you know.
Some dye.
Yeah, set up a table and shit.
Dude, when I used to go to Florida games with my dad every year, we would always tailgate. Every fucking... And, bro, if you, like... I've never really been to, like, a professional... That's cap. That I can, like, really appreciate because I was young when that happened. I never went to, like, a professional... Bro, the college tailgates at Florida...
Well, I mean...
At UF, all bro. All right,
dude, stop
every,
it.
That everywhere, might be, bro. Every
that might
fucking
be crazy.
Where on campus... There's tents, there's music, there's games.
That's crazier.
It's family.
Those
it's not just college kids. It's families that
yeah,
are going
alumni. Yeah,
but
those big schools, yeah, you see that? That's like the separate part. Then there's the college side of the tailgate at those big schools, which
well,
is
guess
like
what?
Fucking crazy.
Well, guess
fucking...
what? My dad was an SAE. So we would go to his fraternity, says his little password, does his little handshake as all alumni of fraternities do. We get in and we see that shit, and he's fucking treated like a king. You know what I'm saying? Because he's coming in there, class of fucking 70-something, outranks everybody, goes shoots the shit, finds somebody he used to be with. Because we tailgate with his friends that were in SAE. Because he played for Kentucky his first year.
Yeah, and then you went over this on the podcast, I think.
I did, and then he went to Florida. Yeah. Got a knee injury during his sophomore year, and then just stopped playing football and focused on school and fraternity.
Yeah. What do you think of the game? Has he been to Vistula game before? We had a game this weekend.
He came this week.
Yeah, no, I'm saying before that.
Did he? I think he went to one. Maybe not.
I think that was the atmosphere, his first game. Right? With my grandpa yelling at the refs every game.
Yeah, clutch.
Classic. But
took a fat L this weekend, though.
Yeah, but we made it further than any team's made it, like, in the past.
Any Vistula team?
Yeah, in the U.S. Open Cup, so... we made it to the semifinals of regionals. That was a good team. And like,
it wasn't a bad team.
And I'll tell you this.
They had good players.
And what I think we could be proud of, it's frustrating to say this, but it's also like it's good for us, but also like frustrating as a player. Like we could have won that game, you know?
Yeah.
And that it's 'cause from one side of it, you're like, damn, like, we played against a serious fucking team who trains all the time, like, does all this shit, is taking this shit seriously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before the game, the fucking coach is measuring out the fucking field.
Oh, my God, dude. That shit pissed me off.
Listen to this story, okay? So he's measuring out the field, right? And he's talking shit to our saying, like, oh, he's going to report us, blah, blah, blah. So he's talked to everyone and their mother at this point about how he's going to report us. Everyone's like, okay, on our side, whatever. Because we don't give a shit. We're just trying to play the fucking game.
Yeah.
Right? If they report us, they report us. We deal with it. But until then, like, we're there to play. We're playing.
We're ready to play.
Right? This dude comes walking over again, starts talking to Karch, like, the guy who runs the team, like, the coach of our team, player coach. Right? And Karch is like, a nice guy off the field. Yeah. Super nice guy.
Karch was like,
please, man, can you just, like, get away, like I'm done talking about this. And then, like, the guy keeps trying to talk, so I turned to him and I was like, fuck off. I was like, fuck off, dude. Go back to your fucking bench. This isn't the fucking MLS. Fuck off. Like, I was pissed. And then the refs go like, oh, calm down. Now Caruso turns around, doesn't realize that those are the refs.
I think they're the coaches. That's the thing. Yeah, I think they're part of the coaches.
So he turns and starts yelling at the refs.
Calling them soft. That's soft. And the ref goes, oh, you're a tough guy. I don't want to talk to this tough guy. Walk away. And I'm like, you're not my dad.
Yeah, he goes, you're not my dad. Yeah. And then we said, yo, it's the ref.
It's the ref. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And that's when he called me tough guy, because I called him soft and he was like, get back, turn around. I was like, you're not my fucking dad. And then Paul was like, that's the ref. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were the winner. He's like, no, go walk away, tough guy. I don't want to hear it. So then one of the other refs, when we were doing the check-in, because you have to check in the roster and you hand in your cards and shit. Like, I get my card from Karsh. And I hand my card. I'm like, tough guy, instead of my name. And the guy started laughing. But I made up with the ref later, because in the middle of the game, and oh my God, in the middle of the game, right, one of their strikers is like going up for headers, and he's bringing his elbow up, and he's hitting our players in the head with his elbow as he's going up for headers. And after the second time, I start like telling the ref to watch out for that, and the ref looks at me, he goes, that's pretty soft, isn't it? And I'm like, but I'm the tough guy. And then he starts laughing, and then he comes up to me half. He's like, oh, like, you know, we're good. Like, you know, I don't want it to progress any further. I'm like, oh, don't worry, bro. Like, I really don't care. It's all just jokes.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. No, it was good. But going back to the sporting event thing, I mean, tailgates, yeah.
Speaking of tailgates, though, Wisla, primetime central for Polish fathers to tailgate.
Yeah.
Every single time, I mean, they're like, fucking like drinking brews in the parking lot.
There's always someone's... My dad, for the game, we stopped at the liquor store before the game so that he could pack the coolers.
Yeah.
You know? And he had like coolers
in the back. It's just a different vibe when you go to like live games with a good vibe. Like, yeah, not just like a shitty fucking energy. Like, especially the best live event, sporting event that I ever went to that was the most rowdy was Dortmund versus...
Oh, my God.
FC Schalke at Dortmund.
Jesus, dude. What a fucking... Or no.
Was it at Dortmund
or
was
what
it at
Schalke? What a place to go.
Regardless.
Yellow or was it fucking blue?
No, we were at Schalke. It was not at Borussia Dortmund because I would have remembered.
Yeah, it would have been crowd. Yellow.
It would have been different. Like, that would have been even crazier.
That's like one of the craziest fan bases.
And, bro, like, just the energy in the crowd is different. Like, I don't know. People may think chants are stupid and like no, but cringy, but that's because that's American chants.
Yeah.
American chants are go team, go, like defense. Yeah. It's all this bullshit, but like you go to a foreign country and like, granted, it's in Germany, so I have no clue what the fuck they're saying, but hearing the whole
stadium
crowd, the whole stadium, which it is sends fucking
chills,
packed.
It sends chills down your back.
All in unison. And I literally just got chills right now. Like all in unison singing and fucking chanting roasts and all this shit. Because the thing you got to realize with foreign stadiums, the biggest difference is that it's not like American stadiums.
Yeah.
Where two teams could be playing and anywhere in the stadium, you can have the home team fans sitting next to the away team fans. No. When you go to these soccer stadiums in European countries, there is a probably 10% section.
Yeah.
Like 10% of the seats cut off, are literally fenced off.
Yeah, with like security guards fucking...
All around it.
All around. And the crazy shit is in that little section, it's fucking packed.
It's packed.
It's packed. And then outside of it, it's just the sea. Yeah, of home fans.
Of the home fans. And even then, it's just, it's crazy. And like, I went to like a third division game in Germany.
What?
Like I watched.
Oh, yeah.
And like, even that was electric.
Dude, it's unbelievable. The fans there are so fucking, you go, if you ever like see some of these, like every team has their like a lot of teams have like their song that they sing. And like, if you ever watch, like, if anyone has the chance, watch Liverpool sing. I hate Liverpool. I hate Liverpool, but I watch them sing with the whole stadium. You'll Never Walk Alone.
Yeah.
And it's like, it almost brings you, like, it's crazy. Like the atmosphere, like the whole stadium singing. Like, I can't imagine being like a player and playing in front of that atmosphere. Like here, it's like, all right, you're playing the NFL. Like that's... But, like, over there, like, fans just, like, singing, like...
Yeah.
Like, their life depends... Because that's their lives, you know? You go over there, and that's, like, with the whole city... that it's centered around the team.
Yeah, and you know? I feel like for American teams, it only gets like... Or for American sports, it only gets like that during playoffs times. Yeah. But these guys on any given fucking game day... Could be a middle of the season, regular season game... It's like that. It's like at that fucking level. But I think, in my opinion, the greatest crowd reaction was when Sergio Aguero...
Oh, my God. Yes, I was going to say this.
When Sergio Aguero scored
for
Manchester City.
If you ever see
that,
and again, as a Man United fan, I've watched that 1,000 times, and that's like...
Aguero!
It sends chills down my back.
Takes off his shirt, fucking...
You ever see the reaction from the crowd?
Yeah, bro, the camera's...
Bro, it was shaking. Wait, no, I gotta wait.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. It's.
This is like from.
Put it closer to the.
This is like in the crowd. Yeah. So like this is like a fan recording.
Come on!
Oh, right here.
Yeah. Just everybody.
Look at this. Look, fans like coming down the rows. Wait,
yeah,
you'll see it.
Bro. Like, that's just electric.
Look at this.
Because, and that shit really, like, you only get that reaction in soccer. Like, when NFL teams score, like, a touchdown, it's like, oh, great. But, like, you see, like,
I almost,
seven touchdowns in a fucking game.
I gotta see this. I gotta see, like, the mid.
And they came back, right?
Yeah, they...
takes off this shirt. Fucking legend, bro. Fucking legend.
That, like, this view right here, when he first scores, that, like, right there. Look at that. Fucking
everyone
crazy.
Standing, jumping, fucking... the only word to describe it. Electric.
Oh, my God, dude. There's no other way to put it. And I've felt that way, like, a couple times in my life, like, scoring, like, a game-winning goal. There's, like, barely anyone there, and it felt like the best feeling in the world, like, your whole team.
I mean, the ASUN Championship.
No, the ASUN Championship when Rex scored.
When Rex scored.
That was wild.
But it's not, like, you can't but really
like
compare
the, yeah, because... Yeah, no, no, it, but, like, for us, it's
for
like...
For us, yes.
And the way NGIT's field is built, the way the sound is kept in is so amazing. Yeah, like,
the dorms are on the other
side, and everything's held in, so it sounds like a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's packed, when it was packed like it was for that, the fucking sound, like, was like, you hear, like, every reaction, like when like everyone getting up. Mm-hmm. You know, that was nuts when he scored that was like the craziest moment. I think
that was my I was even on
the field.
Yeah. Top soccer moment for me.
Oh my god! And we're not on the field, and that's the moment. You know,
we're just chasing him down.
Yeah,
we'll meet you in the corner, Regs.
Well, shout I mean that Regs was like Watts, that was Walkers. That was like I saw him yesterday. Yeah, the game. But I mean that's the thing, man. You don't get that. You don't get that here. Like, it gets crazy, but it's not like that level.
Mm.
You know, I was watching Everton today. Look at this. This is an 84th minute goal to keep them in the Prem. Hang on, I gotta pull this up.
Free kick.
Wait. Tell me if you've ever seen this in the 84th minute. Wait. Look, just watch. The fans fucking storm the field.
Yeah.
Look. Just watch.
Oh, they're coming.
Have you ever seen anything like this? Wait.
Oh my god, what?
Fucking.
It's not over.
It's the 84th minute. There's fucking people all over the place. And then after the game, the fans storm the field. I've never seen that before. Like, pro sporting events, that doesn't happen. Like, that doesn't happen. And over there, just fucking, like, people fucking storming the field.
Everton was about to get relegated.
Relegated. And that was that win.
Regulated.
They were down 2-0 and they came back. That was to make it 3-2. And that win secured them safety.
It's crazy.
And that's another thing. In European soccer, there's relegation. So, like, it matters. There's no tanking. Every game matters. Fans always show up.
Yeah, you can't tank like in the NBA to get a good draft.
Yeah, like it doesn't, or in the NFL, like it doesn't work like that. You can't tank, you can't rebuild. Like there's none of that. You could rebuild, but you can't rebuild like tear the whole ship down. Like it doesn't work like that. You know.
Yeah, there's no draft for.
No, it's all academy guys. Yeah. That's why you see like fucking 17-year-olds come making appearances. You know. Yeah. And just imagine, like, a fucking 17-year-old coming onto the field, fucking, to, like, that kind of atmosphere.
Just scoring bangers.
Yeah, literally. I mean, seriously.
So, I saw this on TikTok. There's a conspiracy theory.
American sports.
Going back. There's a conspiracy I thought, Jesus Christ, that Jimmy Butler.
For those who don't know, on the Miami Heat. Best part of the Miami Heat right now.
He allegedly is Michael Jordan's son. You haven't heard anything about this, right?
I've never heard about it. I understand why people might say that, but I mean...
So...
What's the story behind it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just go based on like the look.
Yes. So the story behind it is that Michael Jordan had a son... that he wasn't really close with, right?
Yeah.
And Jimmy Butler, growing up, didn't have a father. And I could be getting this a little bit wrong, but I believe at some point, Jimmy Butler's mom got into a... I don't know if it was with the court or with the law, because the father wasn't paying the child support anymore. And there was some sort of thing with Michael Jordan at that same time where he was having issues with his money. And they linked that together.
Okay.
And they said, and then they showed a picture of them side. They did like the half face is Michael and then the other half of the face is Jimmy. And it looks pretty crazy.
I mean, the only reason why like I'm hesitant to believe that is because it's one instance. And like,
let me see if I can find my lights.
Because like, it's pretty often in like lower income communities where there's no father figure present. Like the father leaves the mother, and single black women are the biggest. Like them, I think there's more single black women than or single mothers than that have to raise their children alone than families, you know? So it especially in that time, like when Jimmy Butler was growing up, like that, I feel like that's that because it was so prominent. I don't know if I could believe it, you know?
I'm trying to find the video, but how do you,
at the time where Jimmy Butler was like born and raised, like I think that he, yeah, when, at the time when Jimmy Butler was like,
this is it.
Son. And this has to be the craziest NBA conspiracy we've ever seen, so follow and let's go. The story states that Jimmy Butler was raised by his birth mom until the age of 13. He says that his mother had threw him out for not liking how he looked. So Jimmy ended up crashing at a few different friends' houses until one of their mothers finally took him in. But here's where the connection lies. Michael Jordan is said to have an abandoned son, and Jimmy Butler's dad is said to have abandoned him at birth. His mother even stated that his father left him to protect his name. In a new recent report,
that's another thing. Right?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
So a bunch of like little
fruit
things.
Fruit for thought.
Do you think it's I mean, he's a pretty good player. You think he's the best player on the Miami Heat?
Yeah. He's not the best. I mean, but you know, at the same time, like,
he's got the genes.
He's like around his height.
Is he?
Yeah. He's like 6'6",
I don't know,
6'7".
I don't know how tall they are.
Michael Jordan's like 6'5", 6'6". I'll tell you right now.
I mean, Jimmy Butler's fucking hair is going to put him at 6'9". I mean, he does have that killer instinct, you know what I'm
Michael
saying?
Jordan, he's got the clutch gene. Under the lights, he plays better.
That's what I'm saying. So he's got that clutch gene. Could have got it from Big Mike.
But Jimmy, I don't know. All right, so Michael Jordan's 6'6". Jimmy Buckets... 6'7". I don't know, man. It's one of those things where who knows, you know.
If that ever comes out though, as true, crazy. They should take a DNA test. Fuck it, right?
Yeah, but they probably like it's not gonna happen. There's no way.
Yeah, they're not gonna die. I mean, he doesn't care at this point.
Yeah,
Michael was never a part of his life. But could you imagine that would like taint Michael's whole legacy? I feel like, right? To abandon his son, and then his son makes his way to the NBA.
I mean, that maybe he wouldn't have made it if Michael was like present, you know.
Michael would know that Jimmy's his son, but Jimmy wouldn't know that Mike's his father. Correct?
Yeah.
That'd be crazy, dude. So you think he's the best player on the Heat?
Yeah.
Who do you think the best player in the NBA is right now? Because it's not right. LeBron anymore, right?
Yeah, it's not. It's not LeBron anymore. LeBron's still up there. He's put up 29 a game this year. Mm. Hit fucking 37. I would say KD, but after like what they got swept by the Celtics, done. It's Giannis. Gotta be Giannis.
But Giannis isn't even in the playoffs anymore.
He got kicked. He got knocked out. But Giannis is Giannis. Everyone knows this. And Chris Middleton was out. Like,
you don't think Luka's up there in the
Yeah, he is.
He's got to be in the discussion.
He is,
right?
And I'm sick and tired of the media not giving this dude respect because he's a fucking European dude. This guy is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
If you watch this dude play, if you watch any of the
basketball. He scored 36 to put Phoenix away, right?
Bro, Phoenix was the best record in the league. These dudes, the Mavs, who are carried by Luka. Luka had the same amount of points as the Phoenix Suns at halftime. Halftime. It was 20. The only reason why he didn't have more was because they took him out.
Yeah.
Why did they need to play him? They were up by 30 at the half. 30. The Mavericks
they
were...
They won by 30, around 30, right?
They won by more than 30. They won by like... It was like... They won by like 31 or
it something. It was 120-something to 90-something.
Yeah, they won by like 30-something, I think.
I think so.
But you can't tell... Like, dude... And they were up by like as many as 47 at one point. Like, Luka's not going to play after that.
No, yeah, they want to rest him.
Dude, this guy... I mean, is nuts. He's got to be in the top five for me right now. Like you, and if
you've got to put him higher. I mean, no, if
he, I still
if
he put get, KD. I still put KD at two.
What do you mean? How can you say that?
Because
after
he got swept? Yeah, but bro, KD is just.
LeBron's never been swept, correct?
Is that he got swept in the finals.
Oh, he did get by swept KD. In the finals.
But KD also had a super team. But still,
they swept him?
Yeah, they swept
him. He didn't win one?
They swept him once, and then they beat him in five the other year.
Oh, okay. I was confusing the two.
But, I mean, this guy, KD, he's just too good.
He needs the pieces, though. That's what I'm saying, bro.
No,
like, he's good, but
yeah, he's not,
to
he's,
win.
No,
he
because he's not the bus driver. That's why he doesn't like being the bus driver. That's why, like, he's not in my all-time top 10 because he hasn't proven that he could drive the bus. This was his team, and he couldn't do it. So I would say it's fucking Giannis, KD. Huh? Who's next after that? Fuck.
Listen, I follow it based off of news I hear. I haven't really watched a single NBA game at all.
I'll tell you right now.
I didn't even know the playoffs were happening when they started until I saw it on TikTok. I was like, oh, playoffs.
Fuck, man. You know, the NBA is so good this year because, like, you don't know who's going to win. Like, the Warriors are heavy favorites. Maybe Steph at three. Steph's still a fucking stud.
And I can't count him out.
Yeah. Luke is in the top five, though. It shouldn't even be a question. I'm sick and tired of the disrespect that this guy gets. I don't know how.
Would not consider him top five.
I guarantee there's tons of NBA analysts on TV who just constantly are just like, oh, because of his defense. Bro, shut up. Half these dudes don't play fucking defense. And then
James Harden doesn't play defense.
James Harden's nowhere near. Oh, Embiid. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, no. Luka's five.
You think Joel Embiid's better than
Joel him? Embiid is four.
Just because he's what, more dominant?
He was offense, second defense. MVP this year.
Yeah.
And then Jokic is three.
Who won the MVP?
Jokic. Yeah. Second year in a row. Mm. Dude, Jokic, bro, had the best advanced statistics. Another dude who gets disrespected because he's European. Had the best advanced statistics in the league. Like, in terms of player efficiency.
Player efficiency rating?
Yeah.
Who loves that shit? Skip Bayless. Loves the PER.
And this dude, Jokic, is, like, unbelievable. Like...
Offense and defense.
Yeah. Like, him and then Embiid, too. Both of them.
So you think Doncic's top five?
Doncic rounds it out in fifth. And I just don't understand when analysts will talk up Devin Booker, will talk up Jason Tatum, unproven players, right?
Devin Booker's got it, though. I'd say he's good.
Yeah, but he's inconsistent.
Yeah.
He's inconstant. He'll fucking drop the 70 or he'll drop like 50 or something. And then the next game, he'll come out and drop 17 on like fucking like 4 of 18 shooting. Like, you know, I mean, I don't rate Devin Booker that high.
Top 10?
No. No. Tatum's better than Booker right now.
Mm. I'm not really in a
position. Jason Tatum. But I'm sick and tired of these dudes saying Jason Tatum's better. Jimmy Butler should be in the conversation because he's always disrespected. This guy is something else. Especially when it comes talk about playoff time. That's when he steps up. I mean, we're just talking about it. Dude, this dude comes out, he dropped 41 in game one. Mm. And he's been like I said he's the second best player in the playoffs after Luka.
I feel like it's been a long time coming. I feel like in years past, I've always heard, oh, Jason Tatum could be the guy.
Well, he's only 23.
I know, and he's never really showed up. But
I was talking about Jimmy Butler there, who had 41.
Oh.
Tatum had like 30-something. Tatum's like a star, but like I see him disappear in big moments way too much. Way too much.
It's like Ben Simmons.
Oh, that guy's.
Who does he play for now?
The Nets.
He played for the Nets and they still got swept?
No, he didn't play because he had a back injury. Bullshit. This dude, it changed. It was the psychological issues. Then it was the back injury. The Philadelphia 76ers got a shitty James Harden and they won that trade because James Harden actually fucking plays. Hmm. This guy, Ben Simmons, doesn't fucking play. He literally doesn't play. Like, well, he plays whenever he wants. You know, it's fucking bullshit. And NBA players are so soft. So soft. And I'm sick of seeing these dudes, like, sit out, rest games. This is another problem. You don't see this in soccer. Like, guys taking off.
Well, guys don't... those guys don't want to fucking risk a potential injury that'll have them out for 2 years. So as soon as they get a little nick...
Yeah, but...
Because this is how I've always felt about professional sports. I've always enjoyed college sports more than their professional counterpart because I feel like professional players have less of that edge, that chip on their shoulder.
But it used to not be like
that. I know, but what I'm saying, and don't get me wrong,
because these dudes are more...
There's still a few players like that. For instance, I love Luka, I love Giannis and how they play because they started... Correct? Both of them started on those teams.
Yeah.
And they've stayed with those teams. They haven't bounced Giannis around. Giannis
more respectively because Luka's still like it's his third year in the league.
Yeah, but I think he's going to stay there.
Because they have a good young team and they're going to build around him.
And that's what I'm saying. Like those players I'm not talking about. But for the most part, the players that bounce around, they're really just in it for the money, and they really just care about themselves and their own stats.
They care more about
someone like Russ.
They care more about going like 27-8-7, like in terms of points, rebounds, assists, than winning a title.
Exactly. You know?
And that's the problem. Or like
winning a title. All the players want to win a title.
Yeah, but like, I feel selfish. Like they wouldn't. Half those dudes would not go to like a good team and play like second or third fiddle, you know,
yes,
to win a championship.
They
want to be the guy. Now,
but Russ, the thing is, they don't care. They don't care about the team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like, not like they don't care about showing up. They care about like their personal brand more. Yes. Like it's all about the money nowadays, which is gonna fuck them over. In the NBA owners' collective bargain agreement, that the meeting they have with the Players Association every year, it's going to fuck them over this year because everyone's going to point at guys like Ben Simmons and be like, this dude doesn't show up. He just didn't play because what? He didn't feel like playing. Literally, yeah, that's what it came down to. He's like suing the 76ers for he's owed $20 million from this year when he didn't touch the court.
Yeah, but they have signed contracts that give them guaranteed money regardless of if they play or not.
The point is now they're going to come up with an agreement where it's going to be contingent upon meeting a certain quota of games. And if not, you don't get the same amount of money, which I actually agree with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should play a certain amount of games.
That's bullshit, you know what
I'm
saying?
And I'll tell you this. If a guy tears his ACL, fair enough, okay? But if you're sitting out because like, oh, you hurt your back, or you hurt your leg, or like but you have a sore leg.
It's kind of like it's hard to distinguish what's a true injury and what's just somebody being soft. Yeah,
but there's also like
AD for instance.
Yeah, but let's Anthony take for Davis. Yeah, but you have to realize like these dudes like there's certain players where it's like consistency in those types of injuries. I'm not talking about AD. I know AD's had some serious injuries over the couple years. No one doubts that. Ben Simmons. Stephen A. Smith said it best. He quit on LSU. He quit on the Philadelphia 76ers, and he quit on Brooklyn. You have to hear this dude's rant. I'm going to play it real quick. His rant on Ben Simmons.
I love Stephen A. You know, my dad actually met him at a bar.
Really?
Yeah. Just randomly, too. Showed up. We started talking to him. Says he's a super nice guy in real life. Obviously, what you see on TV is like an act. Because he's trying to get, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably one of the best at what he does.
I think so. But he can't do boxing. He made himself look like a fool at the UFC fight.
Yeah.
That shit was, it was the McGregor fight, right? That interview with him and Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Was hilarious. And he got so much shit for that after. And then there was a video of him practicing his boxing and he was god awful. Not that I box or anything, yeah. But I could tell. Like, that shit's horrible.
So, yeah, so Ben Simmons was ruled out for game 4.
They only played like 16 games. He was missing his series. Like, this is real.
Jalen's different than me. I feel bad for anybody who was his teammate. He quit on LSU. He quit on the Philadelphia 76ers. And now he ain't showing up for the Brooklyn Nets. We can point to all the excuses, all the rationale behind it that we want to. I do recall, despite him not playing, he still filed a grievance to collect $20 million that he has not earned. This is one of the most pathetic situations that I've ever seen in my life. He ain't going to war. He ain't going in the octagon. He's not going in a boxing ring. It's pulling teeth to get this man to play basketball. It's pathetic. It's sad, and at the end of the day, when the NBA gets in the collective bargaining table and they go after the players in terms of a pay-for-play stipulation in the collective bargaining agreement, it's going to be called the Ben Simmons rule.
Yeah,
the Ben Simmons rule. Wow, that would be a horrible like legacy to have.
Yeah, well, he's fucking it up now. Unless it's his legacy's like already tarnished, unless he fucking changes his ways, but it's not looking that way.
He was considered to be like the next LeBron, bro, which is crazy.
Turned out that fucking this guy was a fucking disappointment, to say the least, you know? Really, honestly. Like, this, I mean, we're talking like this was supposed to be, I mean, the 76ers, you know, they picked out some, they were built, the whole process, I mean, they were built to become like a super successful team. I mean, I remember the days where they were the worst team in the NBA for a long period of time, and it was all about the process. And part of it, I mean, it was Joel Embiid, and then it was Ben Simmons. And what happened? This dude, I mean, if we're talking like, it just didn't show up to play. Not, I mean, the amount of problems he caused. It's inexcusable. I mean, and that's the problem with professional athletes. They don't show up. They don't have any heart. They don't show up to play. Like you don't see. That's the thing about guys like LeBron and guys like Giannis too. Giannis does this too. Giannis fucking injured his knee, and people were saying like, "Oh, he's gonna be out. He's gonna be out."
Played.
I don't know if he missed one game or he didn't miss any games at all, and he was back. This dude was back, and he played, like, through his injuries. You know, Joel Embiid, too. Joel Embiid broke a fucking bone in his face.
That's what I'm saying. And played. That's the difference.
That's the difference. Guys who care about playing. It's like that story.
They care about the team, not just themselves.
No, they care about the team because they know if they don't play, it's going to hurt my team, and I'm going to lose. I want to give my team the best shot we have to win. You know, that's what it comes down to. And it's like, these dudes don't give a fuck. It's like, oh, you know, like, I have next year. And it's just, it's sad. It's sad, honestly.
Regardless, great episode. But now it is time to go.
From the deep.
So, we have a comment from Miller Bustos. One of my boys, follow him on Instagram.
We've mentioned it before.
Miller Bustos 1. He says, and he didn't post this, he texted this to me. What do you think causes more pollution? So let me backtrack, add some context. New Jersey has now done some retarded ass shit. There are no more plastic bags at any store. You go to the grocery, you gotta bring your own bags. You go to Wawa, you gotta bring your own bags.
Yeah, fucking retarded.
They have canceled plastic bags. So we were talking about this, And then he commented because, and he texted me because he wanted us to discuss it. What do you think causes more pollution in the world? Water bottles, or not water, but plastic bottles or plastic bags?
Plastic bottles. 100%. Have to. I mean, actually, now that I think
about it. That's what I'm saying. Once you start thinking about it, it's hard. It's like the wheels doors. Wait, do you know the answer, though? No. I don't know if it's statistics. We can look it up, but I want to have a discussion
before I look it up. I swear I've seen like shit where it's like plastic, like the amount of plastic bottles that are like wasted every year, like, or polluted every year, like could make like a bunch of circles like around the globe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then like you see like plastic bags, they'd be flying around.
That's but and you think about quantity, it's hard because especially with grocery stores, yeah, all those lines, they have 100 bags at the end there. But yeah, at the same time, if you go to a place like BJ's or Costco and shit like that, and you go to the drink section where in the yeah, back, they'll have like the 30 packs of water and they have 100 packs of those and Gatorade yeah, bottles and soda bottles and up, all this shit.
But what's your answer? I'm going to stick with bottles.
I think water bottles as well. I think this whole thing about the plastic bags is so fucking stupid. I understand they're trying to reduce pollution, and it's a valiant effort. I really believe it is. But what is taking that away?
Such an inconvenience.
Really gonna do to help the earth?
It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, but compared look to fucking up, what is still out there, like what percent do plastic bags really attribute
this shit up, because I bet it's not much.
I'm going to look up how much pollution due to plastic bottles. The water bottling process. Oh, that's carbon dioxide. I mean, maybe we could base it off of this. So basically 2.5 million tons of carbon dioxide are released annually due to water bottle processing.
Okay.
So let's look at plastic bags now. A total of 300, but this is different. This is just toxic waste. All right, I have to find different numbers. What causes more pollution? Plastic bottles or plastic bags? Plastic bag pollution.
This is clearly like a propaganda against plastic bags.
Okay, so every year, around 500 billion plastic bags are used.
Yeah.
How many plastic bottles are used each year? Ooh, just a little bit under.
Yeah, but you don't know if that number's like rounded. Like, because that one, like this, you could say
this 500 isn't even, billion. Yeah. So this is, the plastic bottles is 481 billion, and it's
wait, put in plastic bags here right now, because that it was.
That's just America. Okay, this is saying 5 trillion plastic bags are used each year.
Produced.
Wait. 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
Oh, fuck.
I don't know. These numbers are all over the place.
Fuck this shit, man. I don't give a fuck. I honestly don't care.
But it's just in New Jersey, right?
Yeah. It's bullshit. Fuck Phil Murphy.
Like, I don't get it. Like, this isn't a nationwide thing. This is just New Jersey.
It's fucking bullshit, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Alright, what about the doors wheels argument? What do you think there's more? Doors in the world or wheels?
Doors.
You're dumb as fuck. You're so dumb.
Oh, wait,
dumb.
No, wheels, wheels.
It has to be wheels. I'm gonna show you one picture, and this will solidify my argument. Look at this shit. Look at this. Look at this. A wheel conveyor belt. Right? And you think of all of the process facilities in the world, and there's like 10 per row.
Oh, well, that's... You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a valid point. That's why I changed my argument.
But then people try to say doors like... like skyscrapers, and then they try to use the argument of cars. But I would say if we're just talking cars and trucks and just automobiles, and they're still on average, wheels are more.
Yeah, because there's how many cars do we have? I mean, the max you have is four doors on a car, right? For the most part.
Four doors, more horse.
Four doors, four wheels.
Yeah.
Right?
But then you have like 18-wheelers.
You have two-door cars who have 18-wheelers. Then you have two-door cars for four wheels.
You have those trucks that have fucking double wheels.
You have motorcycles that have no doors, two wheels, right? Yeah. I think in almost every situation, an automobile, like...
Yeah. And if you think about it, would you consider a doorknob a wheel?
No.
It has bearings, and all those bearings are wheels.
Depends what you define as a wheel, you know. I don't know.
I'd say a wheel is a circular object that rotates upon a center axis line.
What's the difference between a wheel and a sphere then? If you're going by that definition.
Because a wheel isn't a sphere, a wheel is like
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. I think that wheel is way more prominent than
it has to be.
Than doors, yeah. Oh fuck, jeez, I'm be late for Taino, but I don't care because we just finished another episode of 2Deep Podcast.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram at 2Deep Podcast. I want to fucking release merch. God Wait, damn it!
Our guest next week?
Nino! We'll see you guys next week with the guest. Stay tuned.